Hi, and welcome back to my podcast, If the Phrase Fits. Today, I'm going to take you to some different parts of the world, more specifically Greece, France, and the Netherlands. Oh, I guess all those countries are in Europe, so not really different parts of the world, one part of the world. And of course, I mean, I'll take you there virtually, not actually in person. Hey, what do you expect? This is a free podcast, after all. Well, by now, you're probably wondering, what the heck am I talking about? Okay, I'll stop trying to be cute with the language. What I mean is that in this episode, I'm going to look at three expressions, three different nationalities. Greek, French, and Dutch. Right. Here's the first one. It's Greek to me. Now, if you say something is Greek to you, it means it tastes like feta cheese, olives, and olive oil. No, I'm just goofing around there. The idiom doesn't actually have anything to do with a Greek salad. If you say it's Greek to me, you mean that you totally don't understand it. For instance, if you're looking at some instructions and you can't understand them, you could say, "These instructions are Greek to me." So why do we pick on the Greeks this way? I mean, if you want to learn a confusing language, try Chinese. Why don't we say, "It's all Chinese to me"? Don't get me started. Like many phrases in the English language, the expression has some connection to Shakespeare. The phrase famously appears in the play Julius Caesar. As several websites note, in that play, it talks about a speech that was spoken in Greek, and so that some people would not understand what the speaker was saying deliberately. Now, while some sites actually suggest Shakespeare coined or invented that phrase, others note that he simply made it more popular. Wikipedia states that the expression might be a direct translation from a similar phrase in Latin. Okay, here goes. Graeum est non legitur. Oh, let's try that in my... It's Latin, so let's try this. Graeum est non legitur. Yeah, I know it's pretty stereotype, bad Italian accent, and we're talking Latin here anyway. Well, apparently that phrase that I goofed around with, apparently when you translate that into English, means it's Greek, therefore it cannot be read. Now, according to Wikipedia, back in medieval times, during the times of scribes, who were, you know, people that wrote copies of manuscripts before the days of automatic printing, well, scribes... Apparently, Wikipedia says they knew Latin, but often didn't know Greek. So Greek to them, Greek to us. Now, here's something quite interesting. The website NoSweatShakespeare.com notes that the Greeks say something a bit different to express this idea that they don't understand something. Yeah, this is what I read, and yeah, they say it's all Chinese to me. That's what the Greeks say. Meanwhile, according to that website, NoSweatShakespeare, Italians say, it's all Arabic to me. And people in Denmark say, it's all Russian to me. Yeah. Okay, here's the second idiom of the show. It's used when you want to pretend to be sorry for saying something offensive, especially like a swear word such as... You didn't think I was actually going to swear on my podcast, did you? This is a family show. Anyway, it's kind of a funny thing to say when you say a bad word. And what's this expression? Well, pardon my French. Right. So when you swear, you may say, pardon my French, or before you swear. And why do we say pardon my French like that? Why isn't it pardon my German, or pardon my Australian, or pardon my Canadian, eh? Do the French swear more than the rest of us? Is that true? Sacre bleu! No, that's not it. And that's not very good. I just didn't do a sacre bleu. That's the French accent in me. But according to Reader's Digest, the origin of the expression dates back centuries to a time when the French and the British, how should I put it, let's say, had difficulties with each other, even more than now. Reader's Digest talks about William the Conqueror and his influence on England. You might remember, maybe not, he invaded and took over England in 1066. As Reader's Digest points out, this resulted in a lot of French words being introduced into the English language. Apparently, William put a lot of French-speaking people into positions of power in England, and French became common among England's ruling power. Thus, French was seen as a sign of sophistication. Since many of the lower classes in England, who were not French, couldn't speak French, French speakers would sometimes apologize to them for speaking French. Sounds like it might have been a way to hide an insult there, too. You are not smart enough to understand French, so I'm going to say sorry to you. Yeah, maybe I'm reading too much into that. Oh, by the way, pardon my French accent. Okay, time now for idiom number 3 of this episode about expressions with nationalities in them. This one is go Dutch. As you likely know, if you go Dutch at a restaurant, you pay for what you eat, and the other person or people pay for their own meals as well. Now, the origin of this phrase is a bit of a surprise. Dutch, in this expression, apparently does not refer to people of the Netherlands. Rather, according to sites like Dictionary.com and Reader's Digest, Dutch, in this case, refers to German-speaking immigrants to the United States, particularly Pennsylvania. Man, history is complicated. Reader's Digest says, these German speakers would never want to be in someone's debt, so they would always pay for what they ate in restaurants or drank at bars, rather than allow someone to pay for them. Dictionary.com has a bit of a different version. It says the immigrants from Germany and Switzerland to America would often bring their own food to gatherings. So that, yeah. Dictionary.com adds that the term Dutch treat, which is a meal where everyone pays for what they eat, you know, go Dutch, is known to have been used as early as 1873, and that the phrase go Dutch was recorded by at least 1914. Okay, time to recap the expressions from this episode. I started with it's Greek to me, which means that you don't understand something at all. It may come from an ancient Latin phrase. Second was pardon my French, which is used in a humorous way when someone swears or some other offensive word. Its roots may stretch back close to 1,000 years. Finally, there was go Dutch, which started, apparently, as a comment about German-speaking immigrants to the U.S., not actually Dutch people from the Netherlands. You learn something new every day. Time now to say goodbye, and thanks for listening, whatever nationality you are. Thanks also to Zapsplat.com for the sound, and oh, I want to say a special thanks to my friend Doug, also known as DC, for suggesting this great topic. If you have any suggestions for this episode, I'd like to hear them. Please email me at ifthephrasefits@gmail.com. So, au revoir, sayonara, arrivederci, zaijian, adios, auf Wiedersehen, and all the other ways people say goodbye to you.